小本的法本第三面，哦，不是大本的。Okay, 第三面，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，使诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。接着我们要念诵的是修心八颂，修心八颂。Now we are going to recite the eight verses on thought transformation, which is on the Red Prayer Book, page 161. We are going to recite in Chinese language. However, you can recite in English on your own.修心八颂，我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，视己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常追他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿即呵斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈重苦迫，见识如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜，他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他，无习饶意助某人，且曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿人视为善知识，无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
Okay, we do short meditation, okay? Maybe 10-15 minutes short meditation. So,
现在呢，我们就做一个简短的静修，大概是10到15分钟。
So, try to find all your sitting, you know, whatever you feel comfortable, so sit that way, so then try to bring back your mind at the present, you know, so focus your mind on the breath, you know, breathe in and out, then try to put your mind, focus on that for a few minutes.
现在呢，请大家先保持这个静坐的姿势。你要坐的觉得自己觉得很舒服，要坐的觉得很舒服。然后呢，把你的心呢专注于当下这一刻，这样专注当下这一刻呢，把你的心圆念于你的呼吸，念呼出去，然后吸进来，然后呢专注这呼吸几分钟。
So, actually that, if you want to do longer meditation, so then, that's the recommendation of the posture, and also crossing leg, either full lotus or half lotus, you know, and try to put your back straight as possible.
其实如果是真正你去上这个静坐课的时候，他们都会跟你介绍要怎么做。比如说有一特定的坐姿啊，就是你打坐的时候呢，你的脚应该是加扶坐或者是半莲花坐。那最重要的就是你的这个脊椎骨，你的背要挺直。
So then, also this recommend, you know, your head shouldn't be so.No, behind, you know, not so much bending also, you know, try to put little inward, but not so much backward, so like that. Then your eye should be not possible, not totally close, you know, try to have some light on your mind, you know, try to look at your tip of the nose like, you know, some. Hang some light on the eye. You know, not totally close, dark like that.
但根据呢，你看这静坐的介绍，通常他讲的，就你身体的坐姿呢，不要太向前倾的太多，也不要向后仰的太多哈。啊，虽然就是你可以向前倾一点点，然后呢，那你眼睛呢，不要完全关注，哦，眼睛要开一点，让光线进入，这样。通常呢，那些静坐术介绍的就是让你的视线呢专注于你的鼻子哈，你的鼻子那边鼻的顶端，它主要是让呢你的眼睛呢有一些光线进来。
Also, you're a very good meditator. Then, I mean, of course, you can open your eye and meditate. But for beginner, of course, they recommend not to open fully open your eye. Try to have some light. You know.
如果呢，你是一个很有经验的静坐者，当然呢，你睁眼闭眼都没有问题，你甚至可以开着眼睛静坐的啊。可是呢，如果你是初学者的话呢，啊，最好呢就把你的眼睛呢半闭哈，半开。
So then, that's another recommendation. So, try put your tongue, you know, the tip of your tongue. Touch on your plate, you know, upper plate, and your mouth not so tight, also try to live normal, you know, then put your tongue touch at the upper plate.
这样呢，当你在半闭着眼的时候，你的舌头呢，你的舌头应该是顶着你的上颚， 可是你的嘴不要关得太紧啊，不要太紧，要轻松的，舌头呢就顶着你的上颚。
So I guess when you see the Buddha's statue, painting, you know, our Buddha Shakyamuni, he sit, you know, so like that, you know, try to straight and looking your eye in front, you know, not so far, just looking in front there, so like that, then, like a, look the Shakyamuni statue like that, try to sit, so like that, that's the posture of the meditation.
要是这样讲的话，大家还不大清楚的话，就会看哦，就看那个佛像啊，那佛像呢，它佛的塑像，他们是怎样画、怎样造的啊？这样通常呢，那佛像你看他那个坐姿就对了。然后他们眼睛呢，其实呢是半开着，是看到前方的，可是不是把眼睛啊、眼神哦、丢到抛到很远的地方，而是在不远的地方啊。就像我们寺庙里面这里像释迦牟尼佛的佛像一样，那个坐姿就对了。
So even the cushion, so they recommend, you know, a little bit high and the behind backward, from a little bit low, the behind a little bit high. So that also help one to be straight your back, you know that. So they recommend that.
这样静坐介绍的方法呢，通常都说你坐的那个坐垫，通常它的背部是比较高的，就后面是比较高的，这样你坐的时候呢，你的背就能够挺直。
So like that. So I mean different. So that's the mention in the Buddhist text how to keep your posture correctly. If you want to do long meditation, you know, like you want to meditate like 6-7 hours. So like that, 4 hours, you know, if you want to meditate long time, then this is the best way to sit down.
这是佛教经典所介绍的静坐的坐姿、尤其是当你要静坐大概、6-7个钟头或者4个钟头、以上的、这样的静坐，像这个坐姿呢是最好的方法。
So then, so after that, you find your sitting, whatever you sit, you know, find comfortable, you know, so after that, try to bring your mind in the breath, breathe in and out, then just, your mind just looking at the breath, you know, just the, whether it's feeling on the nostril, you know, just, object can be many different, so here you can do the breathing meditation, so,Focus your mind just on the breath, in and out like that. So, not to have other thought in the past thought and future thought, not to have that, just living in the present moment. So that's the, that's one technique, very beginning.
像我们选的这个坐团呢，这个坐的地方呢，坐垫呢，我们要觉得是非常非常舒服的，就坐下去，我们觉得那感觉是很好的。像我们将我们的心呢，专注于我们的呼吸，的呼吸呢，看我们鼻尖呢，那空气啊进来出去那种感觉，啊，这样专注于呼吸的时候呢，我们要把所有的东西都放下，就佛经讲的万缘放下。不要去想哦，等一下呢，未来呢，当下这一刻或者过后呢，会发生什么事？不要去想未来，也不要想从前，就专注于当下的这一刻。好、哦，这是佛经啊、介绍的，尤其是初学者呼吸啊、静坐的介绍方法。
对 ，so just try that for a few minutes.
我们现在呢，试着这样的静坐几分钟。
So then, now to which your mind is present, then you, in pranapana space, so you can visualize the lotus, beautiful lotus, you can visualize on top of the lotus, that the moon is. So on top of the moon is, you can visualize the compassionate Buddha, in a either two arm, one face, white in color, or you can visualize four arm, one face, you'll be more comfortable. You're familiar with the thousand arm. Here is the compassionate Buddha, also you can meditate. So here idea is visualize the lotus clear as possible in front of you. Then the mundis. So on top of the mundis, you can visualize compassionate Buddha sitting there. You know. Then you try to look, see, you know, visualize clear as possible. You know, without distraction. Then keep your mind there for a few minutes.
现在呢，当我们的心专注于当下这一刻的时候呢，我们就可以加入观想。那观想呢，在我们前方的虚空呢，有一个莲花座。这莲花座上面呢，有一个月轮。这月轮是白色的，然后在这个莲花座和月轮的上面呢，有一尊慈悲佛。这尊慈悲佛呢，你可以观想为二臂深白色的慈悲佛，或者是四臂的慈悲佛。要是呢，你觉得你比较熟悉千手千眼的话呢，你就观想为千手千眼慈悲佛，或者就是我们讲的观世音菩萨。你可以选你比较熟悉的那一尊佛，你去观想，你会觉得很舒服的那一尊佛。所以你在观想的时候，你要能够看到那尊佛，在看得非常仔细，非常清楚，这样将你的心呢原念于你的这一尊慈悲佛，心不要散乱。像现在人专注这样的观想几分钟。
So then, when you clear this visualization, then having strong faith, devotion, you know, compassion, Buddha is just in front of us, not all the time, you know. Not like just the statue or painting, but it's real, you know, made of light. It's the real compassion of Buddha, you know. So this is something we need to develop in your mind.
我们这样的观想这次这尊慈悲佛呢这慈悲佛呢就好像就真的出现在我们的眼前，在我们的前方哦，的前方安住着。像这个慈悲佛呢，不是好像塑像啊，或者是佛像等等的看的那样的不真实，它是真实的出现在我们的前方。像是它的身体呢是由光组成的，是一个光的身体。好，像我们应该想象这光的身体是非常清晰的出现在我们眼前，所以我们要训练我们这样的观想。
So then, if possible, then of course it's very good thing, quality of compassion of Buddha, but especially the great compassion and bodhicitta mind they have. So,
如果呢能够如是的清晰的观想慈悲佛的话，我们可以进一步呢去意念慈悲佛的功德，慈悲佛所拥有的大慈悲心他的大菩提心。
The compassion of Buddha who have this infinite compassion. So each and every sentient beings, you know, equally.
这慈悲佛呢，他的慈悲呢是无量无边的。这慈悲呢，照耀着每一个众生，平等的对待着每一个众生。
So, if you remember last time I mentioned the story of the Asanga, you know, try to see the Maitreya Buddha. So when you went to cave, then you meditate 12 years. After 12 years, also you cannot see the Maitreya Buddha, you know. Then finally, you're able to see. After 12 years, he able to see Maitreya Buddha. So, then that time, Asanga asked Maitreya Buddha, why I don't see you from the beginning? You know, like that. Then Maitreya Buddha replied, I was there. The day one, we start your meditation. I am with you all the time. But because of your heavy obscuration, so you are not able to see me after meditating, putting effort after 12 years, so therefore you are able to see me because you are purified many in this obscuration. So therefore you are able to see me, but I was there with you all the time. He says that, so here the point is when you really the compassion of Buddha can be just in front of us all the time, you know.
我们在做这样的观想的时候呢，我们可以意念呢过去呢Ken Romji跟我们讲过的这个无著菩萨的故事。还记得无著菩萨他去了山洞闭关，想要见到弥勒佛，请弥勒佛传法。将他在山洞闭关了12年呢，却一点弥勒佛的踪迹踪影也看不到。 像他到了最后呢，他才见到弥勒佛。这样无著菩萨呢，见到弥勒佛呢，第一句话就问啊，为什么我闭关了这么久，你一直没有出现？这样弥勒佛就回答说，其实当你闭关的第一天，从你闭关第一天开始，我就出现在你的眼前了，只是你看不到而已。因为呢，在过去的日子里面，这个无著菩萨呢，他的业障是非常的深重的，他还没有净化他的业障。经过了12年的不断的修行，不断的努力呢，他的业障终于消除净化了，所以呢他才见到弥勒佛。所以这个故事呢给我们的启示是很深的，他告诉我们呢，其实呢慈悲佛，我们所观想的慈悲佛呢，可以就是现在出现在我们的眼前，只是我们看不到而已。
So here, so when you do the prayer, whether you do refuge prayer, generating bodhicitta mind, meditation, immeasurable, then whatever you do practice, like seven-day practice, or doing prostration, or making offering, so or purification practice, whatever we do, I think this is really basis. We need to meditate.Thus, you know, so bring back your mind and try to visualize. Yeah, I'm just giving example, compassion and Buddha, but you can meditate any kind of Buddha, you know, Amitabha Buddha or Shakyamuni Buddha, Medicine Buddha, whichever you are more familiar with that kind of Buddha, so you can meditate that. So bring like a life, you know, Buddha in front of us, you know, that. This is really the basis for the practice.
So, 呢，当我们在做皈依、祈祷文的时候，当我们在发菩提心的时候，当我们在做静修的时候，或者在修这个四无量心，或者在念那个七支供养文或者做顶礼啦、做供养啦，这等等的这种种各种各样的不同的修行的时候呢，其实呢，我们都是在净化我们的业障累积我们的资粮，这样真正要修行的呢，其实呢，就是我们要去真的去进修，好像我们刚才做的那个方法，进修的方法我们应该尝试的去观想，然后进一步的深入的去进修。比如说我们可以观想慈悲佛，或者是我们其实我们是可以观想任何一尊佛这尊佛呢可以是药师佛，可以是释迦牟尼佛等等。总之呢，你要选一尊呢你自己熟悉的佛你去观想的时候，你是觉得很舒服的。像我们的观想呢，就观想它是一个光的身影，它是由光组成的身它就在我们的眼前了。这是基本的佛法的进修的修行方法。
So then here, so when I have this visualization, you know, conviction, faith, you know, so then, if you do prostration, then you do better. You know, when you do the purification practice, that become more effective, you know, able to change our mind. So like that. Then even making offering,You know, then become much more powerful, able to change our mind.
所以呢，这个观想法呢，其实呢是非常基本的。为什么呢？当我们能够配合这样观想的时候呢，我们观想的时候不只是观想着佛在我们前面，而是我们要真的有这种信心 种信念的佛呢就在我们的前面。所以以这样的信念，这样的观想去做顶礼，或者这样去做我们的修行的话呢，这样我们的进化的力量呢就会更加有力，然后它就能真正的去转化我们的信念。所以当我们在做供养啊或什么的时候，做任何修行的时候，加入了这样的方法呢，啊，我们的修行呢就会更加有加持力。
So, so then, yeah, I mean, I did mention before the seven practice, like the prostration, then making offering, then purification, then rejoicing, then.Requesting to train the will of Dharma and requesting to remain long time to help sentient beings. Then, lastly, then to the dedication. So that's the seven practice. I think this was already covered before. So then, basis on that your visualization, then you do the seven practice.
像我们平常在日常呢，我们可以做这样的观想，就观想佛在我们的前方，然后呢就可以以Ken Rinpoche 以前教过我们的七支文呢来做修行啊。七支文呢，第一支呢就是顶礼啊，顶礼所有的佛啊。第二支呢就是做供养的观想，还有真正的供养。然后第三支呢就是忏悔啊，就以这样的观想呢进行忏悔。然后呢随喜佛还有各个菩萨的功德，然后呢就请佛转法轮。过后呢我们就请佛注释，然后最后一支是做回向，就以这样的方法呢配合我们的观想来做修行。
So when you do well on the seven branches of meditation, the seven limb, and when you do well meditation, good meditation, thenLike prostration, you know, when you do the prostration, then you are able to reduce our pride, you know, the arrogance of pride, able to reduce that.
如果我们的七支文呢配合这样的观想呢，这个观想七支文去做的话，做得很好的话呢，当我们做了顶礼的时候，你会发现呢，过了一些日子，我们的慢心呢，我们心里的慢心呢，就会慢慢的减少。
So, the prostration is to respect other. You know, start from the Buddha's Bodhisattvas. Then, of course, in reality, so when you look.Each and every sentient being, they have the quality of the compassion. You know, their mind, if they meditate in compassion, they're able to become like compassionate Buddha, you know. So they have all sentient beings have that quality within themselves. So if you understand that, then you are able to respect, you know, each and every sentient beings.
为什么讲呢？我们做了这个顶礼，配合这观想法，我们做这个顶礼能够减少我们的慢心呢？当我们做顶礼的时候呢，其实呢，我们是表示对佛菩萨的一种尊敬。所以呢，其实这种对佛菩萨的尊敬呢，我们可以普及到每个众生。怎么讲呢？因为其实呢，如果每个众生呢，如果他们真的去修的话啊，他们真的去进修啊，他们去观想啊，去修这个慈悲心的话呢，他们内心的慈悲心呢也能够升起，就好像慈悲佛一样哦，那慈悲心能够升起，所以他内心就能升起这种慈悲的功德。也就是说呢，每个众生呢都具有这样的潜能，哦，这样的潜能能够升起好像佛一般的功德。如果呢，每个众生都有这样的功德的话，都有这样的潜能的话呢，像我们就没有理由呢不去尊敬啊每一样众生。
So, prostration is some kind of like learning. You know, when you do this meditation, then it's like respecting each and every sentient beings. In this way, then you are able to respect each and every sentient being when you do the prostration well, you know.
所以呢，顶礼哦，虽然只是一个很简单的动作，像顶礼，其实呢，也就是我们可以学习的地方。这套句佛教的用语就说，顶礼呢，也是我们的学处，可以学习的地方。那我们的学处是什么呢？就是学会尊敬每一个众生。所以呢，如果我们顶礼做得好的话呢，我们也就会有这种尊敬每一个共生的每一个众生的那种那种功德升起来。
So last time we're talking about the first verses, you know. So why, you know, how we see the sentient beings is who are more precious than the wishful blink jewels, you know.So they are the sentient, you know.
所以呢，这就是我们的 Ken Rumpi 上一次这个课程里面讲过的。为什么呢？我们可以尊敬，要如何看待去尊敬每个众生？还记得修行八颂的第一个颂记：“我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝。”为什么他们比如意宝来的珍贵？这是其中一个原因。
So, this is extremely important to understand. So, why we need to respect other sentient beings? And so, here the first verse is saying, the sentient beings, if you respect sentient beings, you know, sentient beings are much more precious than the jewels. You know, by respecting sentient beings, you receive theGreatest benefit, for oneself. No.
就是了解这一点呢，是非常非常重要的。为什么呢？因为这一点呢，教导我们呢，为什么要尊敬每一个众生？为什么每个众生是这样的重要呢？甚至是比如意宝还要重要。因为呢，如果我们能够看到并了解并去尊重每一个众生的话呢，我们就可以从每一个众生那一边呢得到最好最好的利益。
So, of course, I mean, I've been talking this in the past classes. So, what benefit you get, you know, when you cherish other sentient beings or respect other sentient beings? What you really achieve, you know?The happiness. So when you talk about happiness, you know, this life happiness, then not only this life, the next life happiness, life to love happiness. Like for example, to achieving human rebirth, liberation, the enlightenment. It's everything come from cherishing or respecting the other, you know.
这一点呢是 Ken Rumpi 过去的那个课程还有最近的几堂课一直在讲的，我们必须去珍爱每一个众生。如果我们真的能够做到这一点的话，真的能够去珍爱每个众生的话呢，我们就能真正的得到最大的幸福和快乐。这最大的幸福快乐是怎么讲呢？这一生呢，不只是这一生呢，我们可以得到快乐和幸福。我们的下一生呢，因为珍爱众生的关系，我们也能够得到幸福快乐。甚至我们的未来、未来、未来，很多未来生呢，我们生生世世呢，都可以得到快乐和幸福。所以我们讲的这一生未来生下一生未来生到幸福快乐是怎么说呢？就是在下一生或者是未来生呢，我们都能够得到宝贵的人生，或者呢是投生到善道去，甚至呢我们继续修的话，我们可以进一步证得佛的圆满果位。而这些利益呢，这些幸福和快乐呢，都是因为呢我们珍爱，我们去尊敬其他的众生。
So, so this the prostration is some kind of respect. You know, when you say respect, not only talking about the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, but in this way, we should understand that respect each and every sentient beings, you know, from your heart.
So, when we're doing this顶礼的时候呢，就是顶礼呢是一种尊敬的表示了哈，一种尊重。所以当我们在做顶礼、观想顶礼的时候呢，观想哦，我们在顶礼跟所有的佛菩萨顶礼的时候，甚至我们可以观想，不只是向佛菩萨顶礼啊，而是呢顶礼哈所有的众生呢，像以这样的方式呢去修的话呢，就打从我们的心里呢，我们显现出我们对每一个众生的尊重。
So, so the whole idea is, if you want enlightenment, if you want liberation, you know, so Buddha said, you must respect other, you know, other sentient beings. If you don't respect other sentient beings, there's no way to achieve full enlightenment, the liberation. It's not possible, he said. So, you really wish to achieve liberation, enlightenment, then you must respect the sentient beings. And also, if you really want happiness, then you should respect other sentient beings. And the Buddha said, respecting me and harming sentient beings is contradictory, he said.
所以这整个重点呢，就是说，如果呢我们希求解脱，能够从轮回解脱，我们希求呢能够证悟佛的果位的话呢，这样佛就告诉我们，我们必须呢尊重每一个众生。如果我们不能尊重每一个众生的话呢，我们是不可能得到解脱的，我们也不可能证得佛的圆满果位。所以如果我们打从心里希求这样的快乐的话，这样的幸福快乐，这种解脱，这种圆满佛果的境界的话呢，我们必须尊敬每一个众生。如果我们想到得到最大的快乐的话，我们必须尊重每一个众生。因为呢尊重每一个众生呢和去伤害众生呢，它两个呢其实是不符合的，是不相，是不相符合的。
So then, like then second, the meditation, making offering of meditation. So we did talk about this in the last few classes, and also how to make offering, you know.To all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, you know. With that meditation. So here, when you do offering of meditation, so that become antidote to jealousy, miserliness.
这样第二支供养文呢，第二支七支文呢，其实是做供养。在做供养呢，上一堂课、几堂课里面呢，我们的 Kingroom 就已经教过了，我们应该怎么样做供养，怎么做供，做这个观想哦。其实我们做供养的时候是供养十方的一切佛和菩萨。这为什么要做供养呢？因为呢，做供养呢，能够对治我们的坚令心。
So like that, so I mentioned before also, when you make this off, when you do the meditation of offering, you know. So then, the benefit what you get, you know, each time you meditate, making offering to the Buddhas. You know, so then, that leave positive imprint, you know, some kind of imprint in your mind. you know, how well we meditate, you know, so that much imprint left in our mind.
我们在做这个供养的观修的时候呢，啊，其实当我们做这个供养的配合这个观想的话，啊，我是观想供养所有的佛菩萨，这样呢，我们是能够得到很大的利益的。因为呢，做这样的供养的这修行呢，会在我们的心识里呢留下一个善的种子，将来呢未来生是会啊被发芽开花的。像我们所得到的利益的多少呢，就看我们在做供养的时候我们修的多好。
So here again, when you make offering to Buddha, it doesn't not only suggesting that.But you can make from there to learn how to give to other. You know, so whole idea is that how to give other, you know, without any expectation, you know, just really just wanting to give to other with joy and compassion, you know, to other.
像我们供养这个佛菩萨呢，我们所得的利益呢，并不是看我们实际上供养了多少，而是我们对这个供养的那种心呢、啊，那种心的我们的那种心的那个培养，我们是他其实在教导我们怎么样啊供养其他的众生，就是我们在做供养的时候呢，我们的心呢不应该有得到回报的那种想法。我们在供养呢，就是给佛菩萨给其他众生呢，应该是不求回报，应该是没有条件的，而且呢在供养的时候呢，应该是以一种喜悦的心呢，以一种慈悲的心呢来做这种供养的。
So again here, so you can see the point, you know, then you really give with joy for other, anyone who need it, you know, you help with that come love and care.You know, so just give other, so you can see the benefit, the other person, other who needed that, so they're able to receive and able to enjoy, even able to have or reduce their small suffering by you, you know, so you can see that, then you are able to joy, able to see that, not then you feel happy. So this is reality, you know, when you give other with joy,With the compassion, with the joy, you know, you see the benefit. So, the return is our mind is much more happy. You know, we can see immediately the joy and happiness in our mind.
所以呢，当我们在做这供养的时候呢，我们应该是以一颗很快乐的心、很喜悦的心呢，去供养那些需要这些。供品的人需要得到帮助的人，这样我们做的供养呢，就是有这个大悲心。我们在做的供养的时候，就是我们是带着一颗关怀其他众生的心呢去做这个供养的。这样呢，这样接受到供养的人呢，他就会感到快乐。这样无论你给他快乐是大和小哦，这样你就能减轻他的痛苦。无论是很小很小的痛苦呢，你都能够帮助到这个众生。所以呢，这就是给众生带来实际的快乐。所以我们在做供养的时候，我们应该是以这种快乐的心这种喜悦的心，这种慈悲的心呢去做供养。这样呢接受供养的人会得到利益，这样我们做供养的人呢也会得到利益。
So you can see that. So this is again the cherishing other.You know, so you can see that by making offering to learn how to cherish other. You know, so again, same thing, making offering, you know, giving to other sentient beings. This is the one thing to learn by making offering.
所以我们也看到呢，这是珍爱其他众生的其中一个方法，就是呢，我们供养其他的众生，因为呢，我们以这样的喜悦慈悲的心呢，去布施给其他的众生，这样呢，就是一个修行，这是我们一个修行的学处。
So, same thing. So, I mean, the point is here. So when you give, you know, so then that brings some kind of joy, happiness, even this life. Then logically, so when you have this habit or imprint in your mind, you know, wanting to give other, really sincerely from your heart. So, your mind is within that kind of habit. You live that kind of habit whole life. Not that we take different rebirth. Wherever we take the rebirth, because of how we live our life, this life, habit of giving joy, and also making others happy. So like that, then wherever we take rebirth, then we are able to do that continually. You know, so the other. Then return, of course, in the return, oneself become happier.
所以就是我们要学的一点啊，当我们以这样的心态呢去做供养、去做布施的时候呢，我们呢就能够啊带来为自己和他人呢带来喜悦和快乐。这在这一生呢，我们就可以看到了，就可以看到这一点。当我们在这一生呢养成这样的习惯，或者是用佛教的术语来讲，我们养成这样的啊。给予啊，喜悦的给予的这种习气的话呢，这样呢啊，这样的习气呢，会啊带着我们到下一生去。所以呢，所以我们就有这样的快乐的心态，这样布施啊，慈悲的布施的那种心态。所以当我们啊到达下一生的时候呢，我们也能够啊以这样快乐的心态呢。去继续的不断的做布施，这样我们就会看到呢，我们自己得到，无论是这一生或者是未来生呢，啊，我们自己呢都能够变成一个啊比较快乐的人。
So, yeah, so when you do refuge or when you do procession, when you make offering related with the holy object, a Buddha, another.In deep down, what we're wishing for happiness. You know? Therefore, we don't want suffering, we wish for happiness, not wanting suffering. Therefore, we do this. You know, making offering, doing prostration, such and such practice, we do that because we want happiness. So, you respect to other sentient beings,or making charity to other sentient beings is equally same that gives happiness for oneself. Reducing our suffering, you know, is equally same, you know, when you give to sentient beings or respect to sentient beings, in reality that give you the happiness, reduce our suffering.
所以无论我们是在做皈依，或者是我们在做顶礼，或者是我们供养啊，供养这个圣田，这个佛菩萨这个圣田啊，其实在我们的内心深处呢，我们其实是一种希求快乐的这个心理的，因为呢我们都想得到快乐，我们都不要痛苦，所以呢我们就会去进行这样的各种各样的修行。所以这样的各种各样的修行呢，是其实就包含了啊，尊敬其他的众生，所谓的其他的众生，我们要布施给其他众生，因为我们希望的啊，这些众生呢都能够离苦得乐，都因为我们的这个修行、我们的布施啊、供养啊等等啊，他们能够得到快乐。其实呢，与其说是啊让其他的众生呢得到快乐啊，其实真正的事实呢是呢，因为这样的供养布施呢，其实我们自己呢也得到供养布施的利益，就好像是自己在布施给自己，自己在供养给自己。我们自己因为这样的修行呢，我们自己的痛苦呢啊，反而呢减少了啊，我们自己的快乐呢反而增长了。
So I have to understand that, you know, why, you know.We need to cherish others. You know, why others are so important? Why you need to cherish others? So this is something to have to understand that. So this topic, the 8 minor verses, is talking about that. Must cherish others. You know, so this is the topic we talk about that. So we can understand in different way, you know, why we have to respect others. You know, so the whole idea is you respect others. So, other respect you. So, that bring happiness for oneself. You are looking happiness, then this is the way to go. You know, you respect other, then other will respect you. So then, that bring happiness to oneself and other. So same thing, giving generosity to other. You know. So same idea. You know, you give that, then also you receive some way, you know. So that brings happiness. Just looking for this life, no.
所以呢，这就是为什么说我们要珍爱他人，珍爱其他的众生。为什么呢？为什么呢？他人呢？其他的众生是这么重要的。所以这一点呢，我们是要有非常深刻的理解，所以这就是修心八颂里面讲的，为什么我们要珍爱其他的众生。因为如果我们能够，我们可以从各个不同的角度去理解去思维为什么我们要珍爱其他的众生。所以呢，今天呢 Ken Rinpoche 讲的是其中的另外一个方法。因为如果我们了解为什么要尊敬其他的众生，为什么呢？因为它整个重点就是呢，因为呢，我们通过整个重点就是通过尊敬其他的众生呢，我们可以为其他的众生，就事实上是为自己呢带来这个快乐和利益。同样的道理，因为呢，就珍爱其他众生呢是有效的方法，所以用同样的道理呢，当我们在做这个布施供养的时候呢，当我们以这样的慈悲心、喜悦的心去布施，去给其他众生的时候呢，不只是其他众生得到利益，我们自己本身呢也会得到快乐和利益。
So like that. So this the, you know, not when you talk about happiness, so not only this life, but in life to life, happiness would happen. You know, we respect other, you know.
所以我们所讲的得到这个幸福、快乐这些利益呢，讲的并不只是这一生短暂的快乐和利益，而是呢，我们是放眼到未来生、未来生生世世的快乐和利益。所以呢，如果要得到生生世世的快乐的话呢，我们就必须呢尊重其他的众生。
So then, so like that. So then, now when you do the rejoice meditation, then that become.Antidote for the jealousy.
当我们同样的做七支文的那个随喜支的时候呢，我们在随喜其他人的功德的时候呢，这样的随喜能够对治我们的嫉妒心。
So again, here, so again, this is respecting other. Again, you know, so when you see.When we see somebody doing better than us, you know, who is better than us, who is doing better than us, so then, who become equal to us, who are lower than us, who become equal to us, then we feel jealous. You know, so here, so if you're able to rejoice, you know, whoever getting better in the life, whichever, however, whichever they can.Become better than us, then just feel happy. How wonderful they are, you know, they enjoy the happiness, you know. So if our mind can think that way, able to accept, able to rejoice, then there's no jealous arise in our mind.
所以这个随喜之呢，同样的要讲的就是可以帮助我们修行，尊重其他的众生。当我们看到其他的众生呢比我们更好可能是生活过得比我们更好，或者其他的成就比我们更高更大的，或者和我们一样好或更好的话呢，我们呢应该打从心底呢随喜随喜这个众生他能够达到这样的境界，我们应该为他感到快乐应该想多么好啊，哎，我随喜这个人的福德。如果我们能够从心里呢发出这个随喜的心的话呢，我们的心呢就不会被妒忌的心态占据。
So we can see that, you know, so when one become jealous, you know, somebody become better than oneself, you know, wealth, possession, or whatever, you know, so knowledge orWhatever it is, so when we see, then become jealous, then immediately that disturb our mind, you know.
所以呢，当我们当我们讲这个妒忌心的时候呢，有时候就我们看到别人比我们更好，比如说别人他们的钱财比我们多，或地位比我们高，学问比我们更高更好等等等等之类的时候，这样呢我们就看到了，我们就我们的心呢就起了这个妒忌的心理，这样我们心就不平静，就有烦恼了。
So if we able to rejoice, you know, so look differently, you know, so. So idea is, of course, you want happiness. So other sentient beings also want happiness. Everyone want happiness, you know. Then when you see other somebody doing better than us, then just see it and rejoice. You know, you want happiness, we achieve some kind of happiness. How wonderful, you know. So if we can think that, then that gives so much joy.In our heart, you know, so here again, respecting other, you know.
所以呢，我们其实不应该有这个妒忌的心理，我们其实呢，应该从另外角度来看待。要转念，转化我们的信念。当我们看到别人比我好的时候呢，我们应该感到，替他感到快乐，随喜。为什么呢？因为呢，这样能够给自己带来快乐。也会给其他众生带来快乐。当我们看到其他的众生过得比我们好，或比我们更有成就，更有学问，更有其他的等等之类的时候，像上师讲了两句话，就是看到随喜，see rejoice， 就看到随喜。如果我们能够这样做的话呢，我们的心里呢就会。有一种快乐的感觉就有一种快乐的感觉。这样这一点呢其实最重要的点呢其实呢就是我们要打从心里呢尊重其他的众生。
So here, so I mean, the point is how we think, you know, how we think. You know, like for example, somebody doing better, you be jealous with that, our mind is disturbed.You know, but you think differently, you feel happy about that, joy about that, then, you know, where thinking that way, that brings some happiness for itself.
所以这关系到我们的心态了，我们的心理。那佛教的修行就讲的就是我们心里怎么去想。当我们看到别人比我们好的时候呢，我们的心呢如果起烦恼的话呢，我们的心就会不平静。但是时候呢，我们就应该转念了，转化我们的心念。我们该替这个众生呢感到高兴。这样当我们替别人感到高兴的时候呢，我们的心呢就被快乐占据。这样我们就会自己呢就会给自己带来快乐。
So then the requesting or making or requesting or then asking them to remain in samsara, remain long life. So normally the prayers related with the, you know, with the gurus, a teacher, or with the holy object, you know, then especially with the gurus, a teacher, then, you know, when you rejoice their qualities, knowledge, you know, how much they benefit for oneself, then you are able to make it strong. You know, prayer requires from your heart, you know, to teach or guide oneself forever. You know, from your heart, you are able to make that. Then also you can make that. You are able to make that. When you see that, then you make also strong prayer. You know, they may live long to guide us. So this related with the teacher, you know, all the holy beings like that.
七支文的另外一支呢，就是请佛转法轮，请佛住世啊，他们愿他们呢能够啊得到长寿啊，这是和我们的啊导师有关系的，因为我们把我们导师呢就请求我们的导师教我们的佛教导师啊能够呢啊转法轮，能够长久出世，得到长寿，所以这一支。这两支啊，其实是和啊导师有关系的。在我们请他们住世转法轮呢，我们要有这个随喜了。我们随喜啊，我们的导师啦、佛菩萨他们的功德啊，他们所成就的功德，他们的学识啊，他们呢能够呢啊，通过这个法轮呢转法轮的利益啊，我们为我们带来快乐，为其他众生带来快乐。所以当我们看到这样这个佛导师的功德的时候呢，我们要打从心里发起这个身心呢啊，愿啊我们的导师啊，佛导师、菩萨导师能够啊长久住世啊，愿他们能够要继续呢为我们传法轮啊，利益自己还有利益所有的众生。
So, but here you can relate with other sentient beings, you know. When you rejoice somebody else who do better than us, then you are able to make the prayer, you know, may they able to enjoy their happiness long time, you know.
所以这里呢，我们可以把它，若把它当成修心了，修心的修行来看的话呢，我们可以把它转化成哦，当我们看到转化成和其他众生有关，我们要随喜啊，这些其他众生，当这些其他众生呢做得比我们更好的时候比我们更好更强的时候呢，我们应该发愿呢，怎么发愿呢愿这些众生呢都能够长久的得到这样的利益，这样的快乐。
So, So here, so you can see that, you know, with the joy, you know, when you rejoice, I feel happy, somebody who is doing better than us. So then, you're able to have this kind of positive thought, you know, second thought, oh, they can live long, you know, they're able to enjoy a long time, oh, live long, you know. So our thought can be like that. So can this become more positive, you know. To respecting other. If we don't rejoice other, you will go to the negative side, jealous. Then, what will happen because of this thought? Then we don't wish them to live long, you know. Let this bad thing happen to them, or this, that, you know, then, even something happen, then they're really happy about that, you know. So because of way of thinking, you know, jealous, then,Then we have this bad thought, you know, may they disappear, you know, may something happen to them, you know, the negative mind will happen in our mind.
这个随喜之呢，怎么说呢？当我们能够随喜他人的 啊，他人的利益啊，他们得到的东西啊，等等啊，因为这样的随喜呢，我们自己的内心呢也会感到很快乐。所以呢，当然我们看到有人比我们更好的时候呢，我们应该有这样的正确的心念，好，就愿他们呢能够真的能够呢啊，能够长久的注视哦，能够长久的得到这样的啊利益和快乐。这样想的话呢，我们心呢就会有很多的正能量啊。如果我们的心呢不去这样想的话，我们不去随喜的话呢，这样反过来我们就会产生这个妒忌的心理啊，这是一种负面的心理。这样如果我们产生这个妒忌的心理的话呢，我们就可能就会想，哎呀，怨他哦，有什么不好的东西会发生在他的身上，这样。当这样的心态，这样的当真的有事情，这个人真的有事情发生的时候，就不好的事情发生在这个人的时候，你心里就想想，你真的希望这样的东西发生吗？当这样东西发生的时候，你会感到快乐吗？所以当我们的心呢充满这个负面的能量的时候呢，我们就会觉得，哦，这个人希望他早点呢从世上消失。
So here, so when he makes prayer, Father, they're able to live long when they make this prayer to other. You know, so in reality, so what you really benefit oneself, of course, immediately you feel joy, happy, but also same time, oneself able to live long.By making this prayer to other, so all our life obstacles are purified. Then oneself able to live long.
所以我们其实不应该有那样的妒忌的心理，那种恶的心念，那种负能量。其实当我们看到别人比较好的时候呢，我们应该发愿啊，愿这个能够得到长寿，然后呢有这个命哦去享受哦，享受他所得到的、所拥有的。这样的心态呢，实际上可以跟我们带来很大的利益。这当下的利益就是，当我们有这种正确的心态的时候，想象，诶，因为这个人呢能够得到长寿，能够长久快乐，我们自己当下呢就会感到快乐。不只是当下感到快乐，还有其他的利益。比如说当我们愿这个人能够得到长寿的时候呢，我们自己这一生的生命的障碍、生命的业障呢，也因为这样的正能量哦，结果这些障碍呢就被净化了，所以呢我们这一生呢也能够得到长寿。
So then the purification practice, you know, when you do purification the practice or meditation, so that one teach us how to forgive, you know.
所以当我们说这个净化，我们就讲，哦，要净化业障啦，我们要去修行啦，我们通过进修来修行啦。其实是用这种方式啊教导我们，其实他也是教导我们要怎么原谅。
So here, so you can do this way. So when you harm someone, so you really harm somebody.So then, we make the mistake. So here, so saying, forgive me. You know, so I make the mistake and saying sorry. You know, so I won't do again. So similar idea when purification is that kind of idea. So saying that, then, you know, forgiving, asking forgive me, you know, say about sorry, whatever. Then, permitting oneself not to harm anymore, you know.So that again here, when you say purification practice, then become again totally respecting other.
所以当我们伤害到其他众生的时候呢，我们应该要就好像我们做净化了，就说我们我们承认呢我们犯下了错误像我们呢能够祈求呢对方原谅我们就告诉他哎我错了。所以呢净化修行净化呢是同样的道理的就说呢我们要通过这样的方式呢净化我们所犯的业障，所累积的业障，然后呢我们要发愿，我们要发愿呢不再犯同样的错误，不再去伤害同样的不再去伤害众生。
So like that. So here, so most of our negative karma are created, related with the sentient beings, related with other. We create so much negative karma. You know, so mostly sentient beings. You know, so when you say, you know, we harm other sentient beings, you must say sorry and, you know, to forgive. And making strong problem, making your mind decision, or I won't do this again. You know, so this is the extremely important part. You know, I'll not do this, not to harm, you know. So making this determination from your heart, you know. So this is the extremely important. By doing that, then you purify it, you know, our negative karma.
所以这就是尊重众生的其中的方法，就通常我们所犯下所累积的业障呢，都是和众生有关的，我们所造下的恶业呢，它的对象呢都是其他的众生，所以当我们伤害了其他的众生啊，就是其他众生感到伤害的时候呢，我们呢至少都应该跟他道歉，然后呢祈求众生的原谅，所以这是我们的净化净化的修行了所以呢当然在我们做净化修行的时候呢，我们应该发身心要发身心发愿呢，从今天开始呢，以后不再犯同样的错误不再去伤害众生，我们要从我们心里呢发出这样的深切的这个愿望，如果我们能够这样做的话呢，我们就能够真正的净化我们所累积的恶业。
So here I can see that, you know, totally respecting other. You know, so again, you can see that, you know, really respecting other. You know, so when you make, especially make this kind of determination of, you know, not to harm, you know, then it's become very, very meaningful for oneself, you know, that make strong determination, you know. When you make this strong determination, then you are not able to do this again in the future.
所以这一点呢，也是和尊重其他的众生有关系的。特别是当我们净化，通过净化，然后呢发深愿，发出深切的愿望不再去伤害其他的众生，这对于我们来讲是非常有意义的。为什么呢？因为呢，我们如果发了这样深切的愿望的时候呢，我们就会告诉自己将来我们以后呢，绝对不会，也不能再犯同样的错误了。
So again, you have to understand that. If you should understand deeper meaning when you harm other, what will happen, you know? So should understand that by learning Buddhism, then should understand, you know, you harm sentient being, what will happen.
所以我们应该如理的去了解从各个不同的角度去思维去了解，如果我们伤害其他的众生的话将会有什么的后果比如说我们在这边学习在学这个学处我们必须清楚的了解，如果众生受到伤害的话呢不只是众生会发生什么事，而是我们自己将来会发生什么事。
So, So here Buddha said, so you harm on sentient beings. What time? So then that sentient beings will harm you 500 lifetime, you know. Harm them. You harm one time. Because of that result, so Buddha said, 500 lifetime, this particular sentient being will harm back to you.
如果我们读佛教的经典的话呢，就佛经上啊就有说过，如果我们伤害一个众生一次的话呢，这个众生呢会在未来啊，未来的五百世，我们的五百世伤害我们五百次。
So like that. So again, the one thing is you harm the sentient beings. Then, so one way is like that. When you harm them, they will harm back. Then you will harm back, they will harm back. You know, so there's no ending, you know, creating cause for suffering, you know.
所以呢，这是其中一个看待的方式。我们怎么看待这样的东西？当我们去伤害一个众生的话呢，就我们去伤害众生呢，这众生呢在未来肯定会伤害回我们，然后呢，他又在伤害我们，又伤害来伤害去，所以它变成一个恶性的循环呢。这就是我们造业的因呢。
So like that. Then also.So that's the one thing, then, one thing. So here, so another thing is, once you harm other, then you don't really think this is bad, something this is good, you know, this action is good, harming other is good, you know, if you have this kind of mindset, then that leave,negative imprint, you know, harming other in your mind. Then you don't see that kind of action is bad. And this is good, you know, harming other is good. If we have this kind of thought, then our mind more habituated with that kind of mind. Then if we pass away, move to next life, then same thing, wherever you are, immediately from the young,You have to start harming others. No?
所以呢，我们可以从另外一个角度来看，当你伤害其他的众生的话呢，你觉得，哎，你还觉得很享受啊，你觉得，哎，伤害别人哦，你很喜欢这样去做的话，如果你有这样的心理的话呢，你会在你的心里呢种下一颗恶的种子，恶业的种子。这样呢，如果你一直不断的去重复了去做这样的东西，因为你觉得没有错嘛，而且你觉得很高兴去伤害别人，这样你就不断的去做。这佛经讲就是串习。因为有这样的串习力的话呢，这样呢，你就变成了一种习气。那变成一种习气呢，当你投生到下一生的时候呢，不论是你投生到哪一个地方，在你很小的时候呢，你就会觉得，哎呀，我要去伤害这个别人，因为你有这样的习气。
So you can imagine that, you know, you don't purify, just, you know, happy with harming other.You know, then if we pass away, while we take rebirth, then our, from the young time, you know, so whatever, what kind of rebirth we take, immediately engage that kind of harming thought. So from there, the body, the speech, the action will come because of negative mind. So negative action, harming other from the speech, from body,Immediately, that harm other. You know, then, again, when you look like that, that creates so much harm to other sentient beings. You know.
所以如果我们不净化这样的 业障这样的心理的话呢，我们就会一直不断的去伤害其他的众生。就是当你投生到下一生的时候呢，不论你投生到哪里去啊，你很小的时候就会有这种去伤害，喜欢伤害别人的心理。不管你是投生到哪一道去了，你一投生也就喜欢去伤害其他众生，因为你的心理呢已经有这样很强的那种习气想要去伤害其他众生，所以他就会付诸行动，就从你的身口意就马上的就很容易的去伤害其他的众生。
So result, so what you do, what your action. So Buddha said, what we do, how we think, our action is negative, the result will be negative. So Buddha said that, so you harm so much, so that means how to receive benefit from other, impossible. So Buddha said, harming other, then only you receive the harm from the other, no?
所以呢，他的最终的果报会是怎么样的呢？就是不言而喻的。当无论是你做的东西啊，你的身口意所做的任何东西啊，你怎样讲怎样做啊，所以你如果你做出来想出来的做出来的东西呢是恶的话呢，你所得到的这个果报呢就是恶的。如果你去伤害其他的众生的话呢，你就不可能从其他众生那儿得到利益。
So like that. Then lastly, the dedication, that one. So, so again, dedicating. You know, so thinking. You know, so.So lastly, so that one, whatever we think, whatever we do, you know, what, from body, whatever we speak from the speech, so become helpful to other sentient beings, you know. You can think your mind that way, you know, my body, speech, mind become beneficial to other sentient beings, you know.From my body, speech, mind, may able to cherish other, you know. You can dedicate in that way.
最后一支七支文呢，就是回向，回向的这一支。在回向的这一支呢，我们可以这么去想啊，无论我们心里是怎么想的，我们心里想的，我们身体所做出来的，我们口里所讲出来的，就是我们的身口意三门。就从我们的身口意三门所出来的，是能够利益，是能够帮助其他的众生的。所以呢，我们可以这样做回向啊，就是从我们的身口意啊，我们都能够去帮助其他的众生，我们都能够去珍爱所有的众生。
So like that. So here, so this the what is the eight verses is talking about the practice of the Bodhisattva. So Bodhisattva, they are the one who only.Cherish other, you know. They don't think much about themselves, only cherishing other. So their practice is like that. So this eight minor verses is talking about that. And how to cherish other. If you cherish other, then other sentient beings will cherish once for yourself. You know, so this way brings so much happiness for oneself and other.
所以呢，这就是修心八颂啊所要讲的心要，就告诉我们怎么样呢去修我们这个心啊，这个是菩萨的修行方法，就是菩萨呢，其实呢，他们是珍爱所有的众生的啊，所以这个是他们的修行方法。如果是佛教术语的话，他们讲这就是菩萨的学处。 啊，所以这是八颂的主要内容，怎么样呢？去珍爱其他的众生，因为如果你去珍爱其他的众生的话，其他的众生呢也会珍爱你，也会给你带来利益。所以呢，如果你能把利益呢带给其他的众生，把幸福快乐呢啊带给其他众生，你自己本身也会得到这个幸福和快乐。
So here, so so here the practice is about how to cherish other more than oneself. No, that means reducing our self-cherishing thought. You know, reduce our self-cherishing thought, then respect more other than oneself. You know.
所以呢，这个菩萨他们是没有这种自私的心理的，他们想到其他的众生呢，多过想过自己。所以这个修心八颂的学习呢，这个修学的地方就是我们要如何去珍爱别人，多过珍爱自己。啊，换句话说呢，就是我们怎么样减少这个爱我执的心理，然后呢，学习怎样去尊重别人，怎样去关爱别人，怎样去珍爱其他的众生。
So, when we have this thought, you know, cherishing only oneself, you know, then we see ourselves more superior than others. You know, we see that. When you cherish only oneself, then we have this, what you call, the pride, or arrogant pride in our mind. You know, so, I'm the more superior, no, I'm the better than anybody else. No? So that thought arises. If that thought arises, then it's extremely difficult to respect other.
我们可以把它从另一个角度来看，就从反面过来看，从反面过来思维。其中一个方法呢，就是如果我们只珍爱自己，去想，我们从这个点开始去思维修。如果你只珍爱自己的话呢，你会觉得自己比其他人更重要。如果你觉得自己比其他人更重要的话呢，你这个我慢心呢就会升起。当你升起这个我慢心的时候呢，你会觉得，诶，我比其他人更好啊，我比其他人更尊贵。当你觉得自己比其他人其他众生更尊贵更好的话呢，你就很难很难非常难去尊重其他的众生。
So then, if you're not able to respect other, you know, only thinking oneself, then our life become much more difficult, you know, more miserable.More problem, so that happened.
当我们不能尊重其他的众生的话呢，我们可以想象它的后果是怎么样的。就是说呢，我们这一生呢，其实呢就会遇到很多的困难，我们会觉得很痛苦，我们会遇到更多更多的问题。
So, but you really see.You know, other sentient beings much more precious. You know, very, very precious. That you see they are more superior than oneself. You know, then you are able to respect other. You know, if you respect that, then when you see oneself is lower than the other, you know, then you are able to respect.Once you're able to respect, then, as I mentioned before, so immediately, so you feel happy, joy, you know. So you also receive a lot of respect from the other.
所以呢，当我们能够真正看到其他众生比自己更珍贵的话呢，你会觉得，哦，其他众生是非常非常值得珍爱的。在你觉得其他众生非常珍爱的话呢，你就会觉得，诶， 他们其实比我更加重要，比我更加尊贵，所以你的心里呢就会升起敬重其他的众生这样的心理，所以你就会觉得和其他众生相比呢，其实我是比他们更加卑微的。当你有这样的心理的时候呢，啊，你就可以马上感到一种快乐，一种喜悦，啊，这样其实呢，它的真正的利益就是你可以从其他众生那边呢得到更多的尊重啊。
So therefore, so here the second verses the advice there.When in the company of other, I shall always consider myself the lowest of all. And from the deep depth of my heart, hold other dear and supreme. You know?
所以这就把我们带到第二个颂记。随处与谁为伴时，事迹教诸众人悲。从心深处思利他。恒常尊他为最上。
Okay, so here, so this is the advice, you know, for the Bodhisattvas, but of course, advice to us, you know, when you live in big group, live with other, you know, how to look other is superior than oneself. Then you respect, you know. So then,That brings so much happiness within, you know, within family, within friend, you know, when you respect other from your heart. So the happiness is start.
所以这个第二个寄送呢是给菩萨的忠告，其实也是给我们的修行的忠告，就是他告诉我们呢，怎么样和其他的众生呢一同生活，一同共处。当我们和其他众生共处的时候呢，我们要尊重，要敬重其他的众生。如果我们能够敬重其他的众生的话呢，就是当我们在我们的家庭里面生活的时候，当我和我们的朋友在一起的时候呢，如果我们能够对我们的家庭成员、我们的朋友啊，表现出敬重的心理的话呢，我们就可以带来啊快乐。
So like that. So, you staying with anybody or family, group of people, or friendship, wherever we live together. So, if our attitude is like that, you know, I am the supreme, you know.Among the those. So then we have this strong arrogance, then look down other, then there's no happiness, you know. Then being so much unhappiness, problem within the group, within especially oneself, especially in the group. So then family, this becomes so much unhappiness, problem, you know.
所以当我们和其他人共处的时候呢，在一起的时候呢，比如说和我们的家庭成员呢住在一起，或其他的人呢在一起的时候共处一次，或在一起的时候，我们这个心态是非常重要的。如果呢你一直觉得哎，我是最尊贵的，那你看不起其他人，现代的华语叫公主病和王子病。如果我们有这样的毛病的话呢，认为呢我们是最尊贵的，我们看不起其他的众生的话呢，我们会我们和别人相处的时候呢，我们会有很多的问题，因为呢我们制造了这样多问题，我们会感到非常的不快乐。所以无论是给自己或是那一个群体里面你在的那个群体里面呢你都会碰到很多很多的烦恼给自己带来不必要的痛苦。
So this verse is extremely important to read.
冷气停了 ，the aircon stop. The aircon stop working on strike. 所以这颂记呢是非常重要的，这第二个颂记。
Of course, this is not easy practice, but you read, you think, you know, you see some point to this. you see some point why I need to respect other. You know, you respect other, what you get. You know, so this is something need to meditate. You know, meditate, then try to respect other. Then you see what you receive. You know, you respect other, what you receive harm, or you receive happiness. You know, need to think that. So you receive happiness, why not? If you receive harm, why? No.
所以呢，当怎样去怎样去观修啊？这第二个偈颂就是Kim J 就是说，当我们去读、去念诵这个偈颂的时候呢，我们要去思维，就是我们自己可以坐下来念念了，去做思维。所以依照他刚才讲的那些点呢去做分析，去做思维为什么我们要尊重其他的人？如果我们尊重其他的人的话，其他众生的话，我们会得到什么所以这是需要我们静下来要很深入的去思维修的。所以呢，你从这样的分析去看你会得到什么？如果你尊重他人，你会得到快乐吗？还是你会得到伤害？如果你得到的是伤害，其他众生会伤害你的话，为什么？要进一步的去想。如果你尊重其他众生，你得到是快乐的话，为什么你会得到快乐呢？为什么？所以他要一层一层的去思维的。
So this verse is good to remind oneself in daily life, wherever we are, you know.So read and remind oneself, you know. So extremely beneficial, try our best. You know, the point is to how to cherish other, you know. So try to learn that, you know.
所以呢，这个偈颂呢，对我们来讲是非常重要的，尤其是在我们的日常生活中和其他的众生相处的时候，无论我们是在哪里，是在家里啊，在工作的地方啊等等，我们呢都必须呢，我们应该啊尽力去修到这个偈颂能够讲的，这样呢，它会给我们带来很大的利益的。这样我们的个重点呢，就是我们应该去思维我们应该怎么样去珍惜其他的众生，这样呢我们尽力了尽力去学习尽力去运用。
OK, I think there's no echo, I think we better stop,
所以呢今天就讲到这里。
Do you understand what I'm talking?
大家明白吗？我们从上一次到现在只讲了前面两个偈颂而已。
Understanding is one thing, the practice is another thing. So,
明白了这一点呢是一回事要真正能够在日常生活中去实修去做的话是另外一回事了
很
不容易的。
Changing our habit take eon of time.
上师讲呢，如果我们要改变我们的作风我们的习惯的话呢，需要不是一百年两百年的，是要算劫的。
Okay, that's all for today. Yeah.
今天就讲到这里。
Dedication prayer.
现在呢，我们就来做回向。Now we'll do dedication. 做回向，回向是这本比较大本的、比较厚一点的日常颂文。The dedication verses can be found in the short daily prayers. 华文的回向文是在第32面。The dedication verses for English can be found in page 31, which says dedication in the thicker booklet. Okay, we'll do the dedication in Chinese. If you're more comfortable with English, you can do it in English on your own. Okay, 32面回向文。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起， 以身令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面 page 33，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。所以下一堂课是下个星期天在这里1:30。The next lesson will continue next week, Sunday here at 1:30 PM. Thank you for attendance. 谢谢大家出席。天荣君要送大家巧克力吃，想吃的佛友可以来拿。